Hey friends, this is Dr. Edwin Roeder, an orthopedic surgeon with Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic. Whether you have hip, knee, or shoulder problems, or need joint replacements, I'm here to help. I see patients in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Melbourne, ensuring you get the highest quality care close to home. Because when it feels like home, it heals like home.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Roeder, call 870-424-4710. That's 870-424-4710. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
And we're back here at Bomber Gymnasium as Mountain Home is trailing North Little Rock 16-13 in this championship game of the Atlas Asphalt Tournament Girls Division. Mountain Home boys finished second with a loss to Farmington.
Great first quarter.
It was. You know, if Mountain Home can just, sell down and avoid some of the turnovers, you know, they'll be in good shape.
Yep. Mears going to set things in motion, working against Mitchell. She's going to hand the ball off to Bateman. Bateman going one-on-one versus Coleman, and they're going to call Witt and Coleman with a block.
Now on bench, not happy on that call, as Coleman just did a good job staying in front of her.
I was wondering about the announcer, if he was going to be
that was a bad call there. Daughter or not, that was a bad call. Mears tries to step back. Bateman going against Coleman. Coleman going to stay in front of her. She's going to hand it off to Edwards. Edwards drives against Moore. Throws it up over her head. Wild shot. Wild shot, and it goes in. We got some sensitive officials here tonight. They're going to give a sideline warning to Mountain Home.
Yeah, both teams have been called for the warning.
Yeah.
Ball's going to be inbounded to Yonkers. Yonkers going to hand it off to Mitchell. Mitchell's going to be just hounded by Mears. And they're going to call a foul. Got a foul on Kenley Mears, number 10.
That one official was very close to...
He was signaling like he was going to call a technical, wasn't he?
He did. He came this close to doing it.
That's Mears' first foul. Be their first of this second quarter. Mitchell tries to hand off to Coleman, passes wide of her and goes out of bounds. Turnover on Mountain Home.
Six turnover of the day against the Lady Bombers.
Temple going to replace Bateman.
That should have been a walk. Didn't call. The Stemple drops in lane. Rebound comes away. Gets knocked away to Mitchell. Mitchell gets it stolen from behind from her by Brewster. Brewster gets it stolen from her from Jayla Yonkers. She gets it to Mitchell. Mitchell puts in the two for Mountain Home. 18-15.
What a crazy sequence there.
It's been a wild sequence.
It really has.
North Little Rock has the ball. As the shot's going to go up, no good. Livy Fawcett's going to pull down the rebound from Mountain Home. She's going to get to Lakin Moore. Woo! Edwards going to guard her. 18-15, 6:20 left in this half. Moore takes the high screen. Working on Edwards. Step back, jumper, on its way, short. Livy Fawcett goes to work. Offensive rebound and puts it up in the end. She's going to put it up in the end, and we got the stoppage of play. They're just checking. One of the North Little Rock players, he thought she had a shoe untied or something, but it was just a string out. Lakin Anderson checking in for Brooklyn Mitchell.
Talk about real quick how much better Livy Fawcett has gotten better even from last year. We thought how good she was last year, but
she's been a game changer for sure for Mountain Home. Temple going to hand the ball off to Brewster. Brewster going to drive around the corner. She's going to get it out to Mears. Get her out. Gumpton working on Fossus in the lane. Mears has Lakin Anderson on her. Good defense there by Mountain Home. Fimple, top of the key, working on Yonkers. Mears hands it off to Brewster. Brewster, four on the shot clock. Step back, three, on its way. It's good.
Not much you can do about that.
Nope. Lauren Brewster hits the deep three. 21-17, North Little Rock leading, 5:20 left in this half. Yonkers going to drive in. She's going to take contact for Brewster as she puts the shot up.
Good job.
They're going to call Brewster for the foul. He's going to send Jayla Yonkers to the line shooting two.
Jayla Yonkers shooting two.
Yonkers' second trip to the line today. She's 2 for 2, make it 3 for 3 as she rattles the first one home.
21-18, back to a one-possession game with that free throw.
Second free throw up. It is no good. Rebounded by Edwards. 21-18, 5:15 left here in the half. Edwards has more on her. She's going to drive left side. Good help from Mountain Home as the ball's knocked away by Libby Fosnes. Fosnes gets the ball to Yonkers. Mountain Home looking to push. Yonkers hands it off to Moore. Drop down low, Libby Fosnes. Fosnes goes to work and puts up two. Libby Fosnes having her way down low. I called it in the pregame. Said, look for Libby Fosnes to have a big game, and she's making me look good right now. Fimple brings it across, guarded by Coleman. Now switches off to Anderson. And they're going to call a foul on Lakin Anderson.
Personal foul.
These refs can't seem to make up their mind. They want to call a handsy game, but then yet they let people get away with just smacking each other.
Yeah. Sarah Williams comes in for Libby Fosters. Mountain Home going a little smaller right now.
Brewster looking to inbound the play. She's going to throw it into Mears, and Mears is going to be out of bounds as she catches the ball. Going to be a turnover on North Little Rock.
Their fifth of the day.
Moore triggers the inbounds to Yonkers. Brewster going to kind of walk her up the off the court. Yonkers tries to make a spin move, and Brewster takes the ball from her. Mears has it. Mears going to the lane. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Comes away to Shepherd. Shepherd put the put back in for two.
23-20. That's one second chance opportunity. You just can't let them have like that.
Yeah, it was off balance, and she caught it. As Yonkers looking to give the ball out to Anderson. Anderson finally gets it away to Moore. 21 on the shot clock, just under 4 left in the half. Moore drives left lane, puts the shot up, and they're going to call an offensive foul as Lakin Moore goes over the top of Katie Fimple.
9th turnover against the Lady Bombers. They've got to settle down, figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, this pressure defense is speeding Mountain Home up. We're going to call a timeout as North Little Rock takes a 30-second timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7, watching on Bomber Sports Network.
What's going on? Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. When you're looking to stay hydrated and healthy, look no further than Mountain Valley Spring Water. Unlike cheaper, purified water, Mountain Valley Spring Water is naturally pure and packed with essential minerals, perfect for keeping you refreshed during those intense Bomber games. Stop by today, 2489 Highway 62 West in Mountain Home, or call 870-425-9565 and let us set you up for delivery. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, stay hydrated, stay healthy, and go Bombers.
North Little Rock using every second of their timeout. They're still on the sideline.
Yeah, they are over there. 23-20, North Little Rock leads. 3:53 left in this first half. What a physical game right here. This feels like a conference game.
It really does.
This is getting a set. Coleman, Garden Fimple. Handoff goes to Bateman. Bateman drives lane. Layup up, no good. Mears comes away with the rebound. Step back, three, on its way, no good. Brooklyn Mitchell pulls away the rebound from Mountain Home. Mitchell tries to bring it across, gets it to Lakin Anderson. Lakin Anderson, Coleman, back down to Anderson. Mitchell drives, goes up, takes contact, no foul. Mitchell goes in, gets hammered by Bateman, no foul. Fimple back with it for North Little Rock. Fimple's going to get it to Mears. Mears working on Anderson. Fimple drives against Coleman, shot up, no good. Rebound, Lakin Anderson. Anderson tries to throw it away and throws it to Kenley Mears. Switch and turnover for Mountain Home as Mears has it. Mears step back. Left, right wing, three, no good. Sarah Williams pulls in the rebound. Lakin Anderson gets it. 2:48 left. 23-20. North Little Rock leading. Who's going to provide some offense for Mountain Home with this group on the floor.
I'm kind of surprised they're backing off on the defense right now.
Coleman's going to take the deep three. She misses it. Mears with the rebound. Mears going to walk it down. 2:26 left in the half. She's going to hand it off to Shepherd. Shepherd hands off to Bateman. Bateman drives against Williams. Shot is going to be up, and it is going to be good as Sarah Williams is going to get called for the foul. Sarah Williams going to get called for the foul as Bateman is going to put the shot in. She's going to head to the line shooting one to try to finish the old-fashioned three-point play here.
Figured Lily Foster wouldn't stay on the bench very long.
No. Bateman at the line. Shot on its way. It is good. She does indeed finish the and one opportunity. 26-20. North Arroz extended a 6-point lead as Moore gets the ball inbound. She's going to be double teamed. Mountain Home needs to go. They've got the numbers now. Ball kicked to Lakin Anderson. Anderson going to drive, and she's going to be fouled. We're going to get Delilah Bateman. That's her first foul, third team foul here of this second quarter. Mitchell set to inbound the ball from Mountain Home. Triggers it inbound to Anderson. She's going to kick it. Left wing, Moore. Shot is blocked, and Bateman comes away with it. Great defense by Edwards on Lakin Moore. Bateman drives, hits Edwards as she runs the floor, and it is going to be good. Edwards gives North of the Rock an 8-point lead, and we're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Todd Gilbert Insurance is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Todd Gilbert Insurance is your local independent insurance agency offering insurance from a variety of competitive markets tailored to insure your home, auto, life, health, and business. With 10 licensed insurance agents representing more than 25 different insurance companies, Todd Gilbert Insurance can competitively quote your risk to find the best coverage for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance, large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
We're back here with 1:51 left in this half as Mountain Home is trailing 28-20 in this championship game of the ladies' bracket. Mitchell is going to bring the ball across the timeline, hounded by Brewster. They're going to double team. Home's going to get through the double team all right as Lakin Moore has Edwards on her. Moore, top of the key, hands off to Anderson. Anderson kicks it out to Coleman, right wing, and she is going to be fouled by Katie Fimple.
Yeah, I tell you what, if you're in North Florida, that was really an unnecessary foul.
Yeah, he had Coleman in a kind of a compromised position in the corner. She's not a threat to score usually over there, and so just not a great foul. We'll take it, though. 1:30 left in the half. Mountain Home needs to cut this lead here in this last 1:30. Ball set up top as Coleman's going to get it to Mitchell. Mitchell. Deep three as she takes the screen from Faustness. It's no good. Libby Faustness fighting for the rebound, but it's going to come away to Brewster. Brewster back quickly with it for North Little Rock. She gets the ball to Bateman. Bateman pulls deep three on its way. No good. Rebound comes from Kinley Mears. Mears puts the shot up, and it is good.
Now, that's the thing that will drive a coach crazy when no one goes for a rebound.
Yeah, no one blocked her out at all. We got caught watching, and Kinley took advantage of it. Brooklyn tries to drive the ball across the pressure, kicks it left wing Coleman. Coleman going to drive, and she's going to take contact from Bateman. Coleman's going to go to the line shooting two as Bateman is going to get called for the foul.
Number 24, Delia Bateman, that's her second team's fifth. Quinn Coleman shooting two.
Need these two here from Witten. First free throw up. It is off the mark and no good.
Do you want me? Do you want to blame Kara for that, or do you want to
just rolled off?
All right, here you go.
I'll blame my announcer Gene. Second free throw up, it rolls off, no good. Mountain unable to convert on the free throws as Mears is going to walk the ball across with 36 seconds left in the half. 23 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. About a 7-second difference.
They're going to use every second of it.
Yep, they're going to take everything they can. Mears going to drive in. Kick it. Edwards, corner. Three on its way. No good. Brooklyn Mitchell pulls the rebound. 12 seconds left. 10 left. Brooklyn trying to get the ball ahead. She's going to throw it. Left corner. Coleman, Fosnes, down low, up, and good. That's how you finish the half. Livy Fosnes from a great pass from Whitten Coleman gives us 2 points. Cut his lead 30-22. We got one more half a play in Mountain Home, trailing 30-22. Matt, what you got, man?
You know, that defense by North Little Rock, they're forcing Mountain Home to some bad decisions. You know, and taking advantage of, you know, either with some deep baskets or some layups.
Yeah, they are. We're turning the ball over too much and live ball turnovers. Look for us to make some adjustments on that and come out in the second half. 30-22, North Little Rock leading Lady Bombers here in this championship game. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Watching on Bomber Sports Network. We will be back shortly with the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Report.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to advanced procedures, trust the experienced team to keep your smile shining bright. Book your appointment today and experience dental care that feels like home.
Discover the